Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
And namaste, beloved ones. As we greet you, we know we are greeting the divine. And it's so important to recognize that this month that is upon us is one that seeks to animate that which your ego will grab onto. Now, I want to unravel that a little bit. If your ego is in surrender to the soul, meaning the ego feels loved by the soul and your higher self, then it will allow your soul and higher self to continue to inform it, to continue to lead the way. If the ego is fearful of reunion and is more fascinated with the outer world, then the ego will indeed animate fear-based living, fear-based psychology, fear-based beliefs. And this is the dynamic that is before us here in August. So one of the things to remember is the ego is a whole lot like an inner child. That is to say, it oftentimes has temper tantrums. It wants to be right. It wants to be heard. And you're going to see that a lot in the outer world.
Yeah.
With people in positions of visibility who are operating from the mass consciousness level of consciousness. And there's going to be a lot of that demanding your attention, your allegiance, your loyalty, and joining with them. And there's also going to be plenty of people that are going to just offer you a big hug and say, I'm so glad that you are awake.
This sounds like a lion stepping out of the woods. You know, yeah. I can't, how often, go back to lesson 5 of the Lost Books of the Essene, because that's exactly what we're sharing. And, you know, I do want to go back and talk about this week in particular. What is happening is that we are heading into this moment of perfect balance. Remember, the 15th of the month is coming up on Thursday. Now, what is so extraordinary, and hopefully you have gone to our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, and you watched what we published yesterday. Hopefully you watched the ensoulment, the Divine Director's ensoulment that Shri and I put up as our mid-August update, because we are very much so in that energy of this still point middle coming in. Now, I have to stop and say, between what you're doing to check everybody and the energy coming in with people talking about the tech issues, I absolutely cannot. I can't focus, guys. I can't do this anymore.
I apologize for my contribution.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't.
I was just trying to verify what that user was saying.
Okay.
All right.
So, do we have sound or not?
At Oneness Talk Radio, it does not appear to be broadcasting sound, and there is nothing we can do about it.
Because guys.
We are broadcasting sound.
Nothing we can do about it. We are doing our best. And so, okay, somebody's saying this, the only sound is to listen now. We are also at BBS Radio, but you probably want to stay here if you're with us at OneNessTalkRadio.com.
Very interesting, the interference.
So we either have a show or we have a technical issue. I can't be on the show right now this way. So I need to know if we're going to
give me one
this.
Moment, please.
Okay.
Because this is very...
Sorry, guys, but my energy frequency is just so high. Every time I connect with you guys, I go right out of body, and so I can't deal with all this tech stuff. We need help. We keep screaming for help. Somebody help us, and then you don't have to deal with this anymore. We just need somebody else who knows YouTube to just give us a Skype call, walk us through some stuff, which probably are settings. And that's all my husband's doing right now is setting, so hang with us, and they're loving talking to you tech, so I'm going to hang out while you guys enjoy Shri and the tech.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Unless we absolutely stop the show, we're going to have to, I got one more idea, and give me one moment, folks. We apologize for the delays, but I've got one more idea.
So if you guys just want to do tech with Shri, I can leave.
Just give it 1 second, please.
Okay.
One more second. I got one more idea for us all.
That seems to be the only thing people want in the chat, so.
Okay. So, let's see if that's working a little better now. And it seems to be the same. So, beloved ones, we're just going to keep going, listening as we did yesterday. And the video is broadcasting over YouTube. I guess if there's no audio, there's no audio. But let's keep going, because we would love to connect with you. We've got callers standing by. We have information to share.
It's a big, you know, I got to say, guys, for me personally, this whole thing just felt like an attack on me, because the energy that's so strong right now is trying so hard to stop the information that needs to be shared. And so it has been a very fascinating, interesting weekend that both days our shows have been interrupted. And so let's together come in as a group. Now, yesterday I did get some really strong personal hate mail directed at me that Sri and I just hit delete right away on. So if you're listening to the show solely to interfere with it and you want to send us hate mail, you need to know it's going to go nowhere. And so I am inviting all of us that are here in this gorgeous, loving community that Sri and I look forward to every Sunday. I'm going to ask Sri to please pay attention to, so we can come back together.
Sorry, this is not right.
Okay, so maybe it's okay. It could very well be our internet. Who knows? But let's, guys, releasing toxicity, releasing that. This is that, so much to share. Like there's just so much to share. My heart is just, how do we share it all in the time we have allotted? How do we connect with all of you? And so that's where we're going right now. We're connecting with all of you. So I'm pulling straight out of all of this. I am not going to connect with the chat the rest of the show. I am not going to connect over here with what my husband's doing. I want to be right here with you. I want to be right here with you. And yesterday, the divine directors came in the morning, and they gave a clear, concise message. And prayerfully, you have gone to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, which later today will have this show, I promise. And we published this because it was the first time since the divine directors have come in that, and it was actually my beloved Sri. We were out in the pool. We often go to the water therapy center before we go come on the air, and we get a lot of, there's a huge altar out there. We do a lot of meditation in the water therapy center. When those of you come to join us here, we do evening meditations out there. It's very profound. And it was the first time that Sri was like, Kira, this has to become a video. We have to get this out right away. And I, because, you know, it comes through me, I was like, okay, whatever, what's going to happen? But guys, when I had the honor of creating that video, my heart was like, wow, in under 7 minutes complete, if you watch this video, and I encourage you to watch this video every day, I kid you not, this week, at least this week, watch that video every single day. It's our mid-August energy report. It went up yesterday. It is 7 minutes. I also encourage you at one point, maybe when you listen to it the second or third time, close your eyes, because it's an attunement as much as it's a message. And what I realized after connecting with it so many times was that I was literally, for me, I was experiencing this divine director's message on a third, fifth, seventh, ninth, and then there was a jettison all the way up to the 33rd. It was extraordinary. It was phenomenal. And this is why I'm encouraging all of you to recognize that the week ahead is it takes my breath away. And I will share with you guys, starting last night, I have been having massive chest pains, and they take my breath away. I checked in. I know that there's nothing wrong with my heart, but it is painful. And it started out in my left chest area. It's moved to my right. It is taking my breath away. It is very painful. What it's telling me is that we are building. It's like I've connected to this, how do I describe it? You know Dune? You remember the movie Dune, which I just adore? We're going to watch that today. I love that movie. Okay, so you know when they would call the worm? You know that?
The thumper.
The thumper into the sand that would send out that harmonic vibration? That's what this feels like inside of my body right now. And it's like a boom, and then it's a reverberation. But it's very focused. Very heart chakra. And the reason I'm sharing it is that the week ahead is going to pull at everybody's heart. And it's already pulling at your heart. And I feel like I'm feeling a collective heart. And this is why, if you did not watch yesterday's show, now, Sri, are yesterday's shows all posted?
Yeah.
So where can they watch yesterday's show?
The shows are up at YouTube. And they're
Which
also,
YouTube?
Official Or excuse me, I want to start there. I don't remember right now. They're up on YouTube.
It wasn't a test.
and also at Oneness Talk Radio.
Go to
the show page at Oneness Talk Radio.
You want to connect with those shows because everything we talked about yesterday was kind of the premise for today. And so what we're talking about today is what's coming in the week ahead. And we didn't spend a lot of time about it yesterday, but we need to talk about Thursday, August 15th. And we need to talk about the energy that we're in right now that started amplifying, the divine directors called it miracle propulsion from the Lion's Gate on 8-8 that sent this cosmic ray of light toward the planet that was not predetermined.
Right.
And that came as a I love you, I hear you response to that vortality energy that has released from Gaia. Now, beloved angels, this is as big a miracle as the crop circle, only because there's no crop circle in form, many of you may not feel as excited about it. And so the gift of this miracle is it invites you to absolutely claim it through claiming your mastery self. And in order to do that, this week especially is about the ego just saying, you know what? It's really nice to be in the backseat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and guys, I'll tell you, you know what? From a very literal standpoint and from a woman who loved to drive, trust me, I was a serious driver. I had a Corvette at one point. I was a driver. I haven't driven now in, goodness gracious, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was not a conscious thing to give up driving, but I will share with you that it is nice to sit in the back seat and be able to really be present to all the other things that are revealing. So imagine the gifts we can give our ego when we let it be in the back seat and it can trust whoever's behind the wheel. All of that is coming into play this week.
Yep. One of the things to remember about the ego is it has a usefulness.
Yeah.
When you're very young, the ego is there to help you learn the difference between pain and pleasure and death and life, you know, and not to step out in front of a bus and all those kinds of things. However, when we move into our awakening process, that is when we enter the path of self-ascension, which is to consciously say yes to our upliftment, to say yes to the journey of relaxing the need for egoic control and accepting the flow of the universe.
Whoa!
Now, for the ego to get on board means it has to unwind its very foundation. Because the ego is based on separation and rules. And so when your soul begins to awaken and come forward, when your trust in the universe becomes greater than your fear, then the ego has this kind of wrestling match of, well, can I really let go? Because for many people, what happens is the ego begins to trust in a spiritual concept and becomes spiritualized to certain belief parameters, but doesn't really let go. It just comes into a more refined belief state.
Well, you know, this is the pyramid of spiritual awakening, right? All you beautiful hashtag lineage holders, you're all listening going, well, Sri, we know what you're saying,
yes.
Right? And for those of you that might not be so sure, there it is. There we are. Okay, this is the pyramid of spiritual awakening. And actually, this is what, for those of you that are watching on video, and we can also go ahead and
no, the mic's working here.
Okay. so just making sure, but we wanted to share that the density consciousness is what you're talking about, and that entry-level spiritual activism. Beloved angels, it's that entry-level spiritual activism that is trying to claim this week in density, and so we have more to share. So, Sri, I just wanted to show that for a moment.
Sure. So as we come in to that understanding, what happens is that the ego hasn't let go of the separation.
Yeah.
It's either in a us versus them kind of polarity, or it's are you part of my belief system? So
right.
I got an umbrella. It's still an us versus them, but my us got bigger. Because if you join the belief systems, then you can come under the umbrella.
Right. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, angels, let's talk a little bit more about this week ahead. First of all, let's just talk from a very beautiful overview standpoint. And as a matter of fact, Sri, you know, the divine directors actually did talk about this in the ensoulment. And one of the things they talked about was that it was this culmination energy this week, right? So we have, there's like all these, what they want to describe it is, imagine if you were standing on a planet watching all the meteors come in. That's what this week is.
Wow.
And I mean, we're standing here going, okay, I see them. There they are. Well, the good news is you see them and you know where they are. And the gift is to recognize if a meteor is coming and it's already going to hit, if there's nothing you can do about it hitting, then why not lift up into your ascended presence and see the greater reason why it's here at all? Because that's the gift of this week. And it's a mastery. I know we use the word mastery a lot because that's the truth of who we all are. But this is kind of like a master's moment. And that's important to recognize.
You know, the word mastery relates to the notion that you are beginning to command the light, command
right.
the energy.
Right.
And as a master, you may not be the epitome of some, you know, put you up on a pedestal. What you are is the master who is awakening to the fullness of your soul's legacy. It takes a master to take birth into form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one of the things we need to remind ourselves. The fact that you have a human birth is in itself a sign of your mastery.
Yeah.
Because you're here to polish.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to contribute to the universal wisdom. It takes a master to be willing to go through the veil of forgetfulness and climb back out again.
Wow. And the key is that we're starting from a higher level than forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And so it certainly takes a master to do that. Yet this week has, and I want to read this, and please, my angels, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the installment that was posted yesterday. It is our mid-August energy update. But I want to read this that they said here. And they're saying that in the month of choice, as the Ascended Mother rises, right? So we all know this. We all know this is what's been going on. This week is the resolution of the masculine energy that is seeking to self-protect at all costs.
Mm.
Now, that's a really power-filled statement, because when anything seeks to protect itself at all costs, it means that it is stuck in that level of spiritual activism, that entry level of spiritual activism, where it's still about me, but it's also about my version of what we looks like. So you're going to see in Destiny this week a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of what I believe to be true, what we believe to be true in this realm of spiritual, I'm going to use the word entrapment, this is going to collectively grow. And so the other thing they said, which I thought was very, very, I mean, there's so much that they're saying, but let me read this to you, because we want to get back to this 15th thing. They're saying, therefore, the third dimension, especially around the 15th, will dive deeply into a strong choice moment that will govern the rest of the month. Now, two things we already know are happening on the 15th. On the 15th, first of all, we have the final day of the Mercury shadow. And so that in and of itself is a moment. It's like that yin-yang moment, isn't it? Moving from the shadow into that full kind of freedom. So one of the other things they talked about was that, and I think this is kind of what we saw at the beginning of this show, is that this is a turnaround week, that everything that's been seeking to stop your propulsion will actually kind of turn around. It's like you haven't been able to see it, and all of a sudden you're just going to turn around, and there it is. And they're also saying that you'll be – everything that might have been reflecting back to you that wasn't clear, you will be able to reflect and see. So whatever's cloudy, whatever isn't feeling right, by the end of the week, for sure you will see it. However – the 15th is also a very profound energy, and I want to share with you a little bit, because for those of you that understand what Shravan is, it's been a very power-filled Shiva month, really huge. And on the 15th, there's a ceremony that's often performed for protection for brothers and sisters, and it's a very rare and unique ceremony, and my heart is so sweet. You just got to love these serendipities, guys, right? So not only are we brothers and sisters, but this is also on the 15th. And
mm-hmm.
So if we can come together on the 15th and actually offer that protection to ourselves as spiritual brothers and sisters, we are actually doing what you're seeing here. We are creating this beautiful crystalline, I'm calling it a beautiful crystalline teardrop or whatever, that will ignite this extraordinary next phase. And Sri, I have to giggle that my first male host I am having this week on Soul Mirrors. So Thursday night on Soul Mirrors, be amazed. I'm very excited. My host is Corey DeFazio, an amazing man. He has a show right here at Oneness Talk Radio, The Journey, fascinating show. But not only do I consider him like a brother, right? Mm-hmm. So that he's coming in on that. We will do another ceremony. So as you're building through this week, watch the video, recognize what's happening, and also pay attention that this is a week of, it's like we're walking up to the 15th, and then after the 15th, we're all still co-creating. So it's an important moment to pay attention to.
So let's take a moment and kind of let that in.
Okay.
One of the things that happens is that there is so much going on, so much energy, that we sometimes forget to be awake to the experience of it. You know, and what Kira has shared is truly profound and will affect each and every one of us in our own ways, because we are all living a blend of an egoic attachment and a soul-based life. And we tend to vacillate a lot. There'll be moments where we're really letting the soul lead, and then there'll be moments when we are more in the autopilot of the ego. And that's when your awareness is required to say, is the ego serving me or is it governing me?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question.
And these are the learnings that happen as we become ever more master-filled
and
masterful.
Speaking of master-filled and masterful, that's when we heal that universal wound that Sri and I were talking about and that we have been talking about for the past several weeks. And we've been getting lots and lots of emails about that. And I do want to share that for those of you that were listening to us live, I know it was a much smaller audience today because I see you all bailing and calling and doing. And thank you for sticking with us. And for those of you that are catching us in the replay, thank you for watching this show, even though you didn't catch it live, because that's the kind of tenacity it's going to take to get through this week and flourish, which you absolutely are able to do. So, Sri, I want to read, or maybe, do you have your glasses?
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to give it to Sri to read. Let's read this email.
Okay, the subject line is Healing the Universal Wound.
Right on, let's do it.
I love that the 14-day practice for healing our universal wound will finish next week.
Yeah, how perfect is that?
Each day, this wound is smaller and smaller within me. I now understand this is where my feelings of unnamed sadness lived. I feel lighter and more hopeful. I am honored to know that as I clear this in myself, I clear others as well.
Yeah.
I am so grateful for all your years of teaching and support. Kira has helped me to connect with my divine self and all my divine support. Sri has provided fantastic tools and advice for walking in density with love and humor.
So true.
Much love, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, thank you, Elizabeth. We love you so much. And this is Elizabeth in Tennessee, who we just adore. And Elizabeth, I do want to share with you that the gift that you're giving yourself, and the reason that we wanted to read this letter on the air, is that you're doing it, right? This goes back to the ensoulment that we just posted, where the divine directors came forward and very clearly said, this is also the moment as this releasing of toxic masculinity is upon us this week. It is a simultaneous energy with that empowered sense of the Ascended Mother, that this is the week where the Ascended Mother cannot kind of lay low. This is the week where her skill as a master is what exactly the world is going to be looking for. And remember, we're trying to, it's interesting, I was going to use the word meld, but I don't think that's the right word. We're trying to work with that vortality energy that's come up with the planet, meeting with this cosmic opening that came into the Lion's Gate. And this is when the clearing of the prime meridian, the prime cosmic meridian, showed up. And if you're catching our show, you'll see that we're printing that right now. If not, remember that Sri and I talked about this. This prime cosmic meridian is now available to be opened with star consciousness. And the more that you do that practice, the more that you work on that, the easier this moment will be, because you will be in that flow of that seventh, fifth, watching, right? This witnessing energy. And this is, again, you know, it's something we talk about a lot because mm-hmm. it is that important.
And so as we are in this week, remember, you have tools. You have wisdom. The key is to interrupt the hypnosis and use your tools and celebrate the joy, celebrate the connectivity, celebrate moments when you are with people and you are greeting them star to star.
Yes.
Celebrate
yes,
that together we are better and that we are in a dynamic community.
Yeah.
And we celebrate our commonalities and we delight in our differences. Because it is the commonalities that allows the differences to express with love.
Ooh, now I know there's a lot of expression going on in the world right now. You know, there certainly is, but this is exactly the opportunity. And I want to share before we run to the phones and start saying hello to some of you beautiful beings. And I know that quite a few of you are in the phone lines and you're not here for a reading. You just called in so you could hear the show. If we happen to call on you, just don't respond. You know, you don't need to say, oops, I didn't call in for a reading. We'll get it. And so I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but we are going to we always energetically look at the call board and see how it's flowing. And this is, again, something that, Sri, I do want to share, that this Tuesday night, my beloved Sri is going to be doing his second session of the Ascended Healers Toolkit. And last week, the forgiveness session was so profound. We are still getting letters. People are still registering. So we left the program up at our website, SriandKira.com. If you want to still jump in, jump in. I saw some people jumping in earlier today because Sri starts of the 4 weeks, one of them is a two-part, and that's tomorrow. It starts with part one. And Tuesday night is this releasing the trauma imprints. And guys, if ever there was a moment to be looking at that, it's going to be this week.
Yeah. Trauma is a little bit like the sandbags in the hot air balloon. You know, if your joy, if your ascension is the hot air lifting us away from the gravity and up into happy sky, then the sandbags, each one of them contains something heavy. And so to resolve our traumas is to learn how to love our lives more fully.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And so if you want to jump in, please do. And also, guys, we do want to share that Sri and I are very, very excited. I pray you're on our newsletter list. If you are not, Oneness Talk Radio, I believe you can get on it. You can get on it at our website, SriandKira.com. This Tuesday, and this is 1 week only. It is August 13 through August 20. It is 1 week. We have no control. We cannot extend. We can't do anything. But Sri and I were very, very honored and delighted to be featured in a beautiful pack of products called the Zen Pack. And we have contributed our Navigating the Inner Matrix program because we knew this pack was going to come out during this moment in August.
Important moment.
If you ever were going to do Navigating the Inner Matrix, so this is the time because everything in the pack is worth about $4,000, bona fide. You can go to everybody's website and get it. The entire pack, guys, this is insane. Everything is what, $49?
I think it's $49.
I think it's $49 or $47.
So for one price, you get it all.
So even if you just buy it to get Navigating the Inner Matrix, you're ahead of the game because that's literally 50% off.
So the reason we're sharing this with you is for you to reflect on how am I going to support myself
exactly,
in this time?
Exactly.
And we know in our hearts that Navigating the Inner Matrix is a foundational program to help your ego trust the soul and to release toxic energies. And it's a 9-week program. We know it works. And there's a lot of other goodies that you can get through this pack. Also, other t-shirts and other things.
35 or 40 different books, e-courses. I mean, it's crazy what you get.
So we're offering you this little reminder. Don't delete the email. When the email comes to you on Tuesday,
click on it. At least look at it.
Take a look and follow your heart.
Yeah, and it's 1 week only. And we are, again, Sri and I want to give our love and appreciation over to the people that approached us. Thank you. We are just honored and delighted to be a part of that process. And Sri, I have to share that 9 weeks is a critical 9 weeks. If you've taken the NIM before, then please pull out your materials. And I, with all my heart and soul, want to invite you to start taking it again this week.
Yeah.
let this be week one. And this, and you'll see, if you count and look at everything, this is why I was called to reveal the expanded soul charting process in October. So NIM is all about right now and really looking at the NIM program from that seventh dimensional level. If you've taken it before, witness yourself taking the class and you will be blown away. Yeah, it's, powerful, it's really exciting. Powerful. Very exciting.
Yeah, one of the one of the things about spiritual truth is it keeps refining.
Over and over again.
We spiral out.
All right. Well, you know, I can't help it. I've got to go to New Mexico, Sri. So we're going to go right here to New Mexico. I hope so. There we are. Yay. Let's say namaste, beloved New Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Don't hear you yet.
Okay. We're going to, okay. So I guess
no problem.
That was,
this,
we understand. I just had to go to New Mexico because it was New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we going to Illinois, Sri?
Yeah,
it looks like
Illinois.
It's a wireless caller out of Illinois. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Namaste. This is Gary. How you doing?
We're doing well, Gary. It's nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you. It's nice to hear yours. I wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do for us. Everything that you're teaching, the guidance that you give us is it's priceless, and it's definitely helping my wife and I evolve, and I'm sure everybody in this community. So much love, namaste, and I could really use a reading today.
I felt it, baby. I felt it. And first of all, please feel our love right back at you, please, and around you. As I was connecting to you, even before we clicked on your phone there, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you were with us, that I've been getting this wild chest pain that started late last night, and it's been very it's fascinating as I've been watching it. Well, as you were speaking, I got it again. And I was asking, I said, okay, so help me understand why Gary and I are, you know, having this experience outside of the words that are being spoken. And here's the message that came in, my love. And this message is coming directly from Archangel Michael. And I mean, he is standing there in a way that I have never seen him. He is wearing a complete set of crystalline armor. And his eyes are like blazing, beautiful beams of light. The sword looks like a pillar or a laser to me. Very, very, fluid and energetic. And the voice is booming. And I think that's why it's like, I feel like it's coming out of my chest. And that was part of why this kind of, energy was moving. And he is saying that which has been stagnant must be cut away. Take my sword, use it liberally, and step through that which is keeping you stuck. And he's looking, and he's bowing like this, and he's looking straight in your eyes, and he says, "You know of what I speak." Now,
I know exactly what he's talking about. Oh, oh my gosh! All right. I know exactly.
Oh, man. We love you.
Thank
honey.
You. I love you guys too. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Boy, I gotta recuperate. Don't we love Archangel Michael? And you know, I'm thinking about how we're in this big masculine week, right?
Yeah,
and remember that we're not talking about men. Sri and I in no way want that to be misinterpreted at all. We are not talking about men. We are talking about the energies of the feminine and the energies of the masculine, and that this is going to be the week. If we are releasing toxic masculinity, I want you to take this in. If we're releasing toxic masculinity, that means that from the ascended presence, you are releasing it.
Uh-huh.
But in density, it's like unleashing the Kraken, right? I mean, that's kind of what I'm feeling, like unleash the Kraken. And so that's kind of what's going on. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then you're just really young. And God bless you for listening.
What I want to know is,
where the Kraken are.
Where are they? They release these Kraken, but nobody says, bring the Kraken back.
Exactly. They got to show up again. But and we're kind of doing tongue-in-cheek with you because, honestly, we can float through this. We really can. And, Sri, I see you're going up to Vermont. What a wonderful place
to
go.
Well, say hi to a caller from Vermont.
Hey, is this Patricia? Hey.
Hello.
Hi, namaste,
hi.
Angel. Welcome.
This is Pat.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I really miss you, and I miss Ecuador.
We miss you, too.
And the Cosmic Meridian practice is really one of the most powerful practices, I think, that I've done in a long time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, we all bow before the divine directors because I think all of us, it's almost mind-boggling the confirmation you get the minute you do the practice.
Yes, yes. So I was wondering if you could give me a mini soul reading on my housing situation. I moved a month ago, and it's not really a good fit for me.
No, you're moving again.
I hope so.
No, you are. You are. And I'm really, you probably can't see me right now, Pat, but I'm working all over my heart chakra. I have all of my hands and I'm starting at the center of my heart chakra. And boy, no wonder I've been having all these heart pains. Honey, your heart is not happy. And, I just keep hearing this is part of what's resolving. They're saying get through this week. Be focused on what you really want, and you will witness the resolution unfold before you. They're saying by the month's end, you're going to have like a whole new set of circumstances around you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, honey. I mean, even before, I almost was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if she wants to hear what I have to say, because when you said, you know, I need you to talk about my housing, before you even got out, you had just moved, they're telling me to go, oh, she's moving.
Oh, that is such a relief. I'm so,
I'm
so
grateful because I was almost afraid to tell you. I'm really glad it was a relief. I love you, Pat. Get back here. We love you. Come to Peru with us here. All right.
Oh, I will be back. Thank you so much. Love you both. Bye-bye.
We love you, sweetheart. Namaste. And I do want to say, I did just kind of throw out the, Sri and I are just now finalizing, guys, 2020, we are doing an Ecuadorian, Peruvian, alien, cosmic, I don't care what you want to call it, but this is the bona fide real thing. You got to join us. And we're finalizing it right now. So send an email to Ecuador@SriandKira.com if you want to be one of the first to get the information as soon as we put it together.
Yeah, it's really exciting to live in the Andes because so much of the ancient history on our planet.
The original seeding.
You know, you've got these two backbones on Earth. There's the Himalayas and the Andes. And in the Andes, there's so much seeding. And when people go and fly over the Nazca lines in southern Peru, they go, OMG, how could that have been?
Guys,
well, we're
going to
go dig in the sand and we're going to touch those energies.
We're going to get backstage passes basically to the Paracas skulls. And we're going to start here in Ecuador. We're going to give you a cosmic initiation in the San Pedro before we go. We're going to jump on our plane down to Peru and we are going to wind our way down through and hopefully end up in Bolivia. This is an amazing journey.
Coming
I'm
up
excited.
Next year. One
Coming
year
up
out.
Next year, October 2020. Next marks your calendar. All right. Yeah. Where are we going?
Well, we have so many places we can go.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about where are we going, Sri? And the Sri's all over.
It's skipping.
It's a whole thing. There's so many of you here.
This looks like Michigan.
It looks like Michigan. Okay, Michigan, namaste. If you want to be on, say hello.
Hello. How are you guys? This is Cassandra.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
welcome.
Cassandra.
I just want to say that you guys are absolutely amazing. I'm taking Sri's classes right now because there's a lot that I need to learn how to forgive. But the one thing I wanted to tell Kira is probably about a month or two ago, I had spoke with you and you told me that my throat chakra was all congested and everything. I lost my voice, got my voice back, lost my voice again, got it back again. And I don't know if I did something, I don't want to say wrong, but not the way I was supposed to, because I just, things don't seem quite right for me. They seem off.
Hmm. Well,
so
what is
I'm wondering reading.
All right, Cassandra, here's what I want to share with you. And a lot of people are going through this right now. I've even had a version of this myself. Because you are very rapidly escalating. Now, I want all of you, first of all, and it's a line from my husband, have mercy on yourself, okay? Everybody, especially, have mercy on yourself. We have just gone through the June miracle revelation of the fact that we were all kind of like called up to service, right? Then we jumped in and started activating all these cosmic protocols. Now we're climbing through all these dimensions. We're handling all of this new energy. Of course this is happening. It's hitting at every aspect of our being. It's at our every level. Now, in your case, and in a lot of people's energies, what I'm seeing, and as I gaze at you, what I'm noticing, and as you were talking, I started moving my head. And it's not your fifth chakra, it's your high heart, but it's the back of it.
The back, between the shoulder blades.
It's between the shoulder blades, but up high. And they're saying that there is a stagnant energy that has been there a long time that was called in as a form of protection. And I'm gazing at it, and it's almost like a cork. And they're saying that, and I started doing this, right? I started doing the shoulder rolls, and we're going to do those backwards and forward, and we're going to move the head, and lots of looking straight up and lots of looking down. And they're saying that as you relax ever more into who you really are, this will relieve itself. Yet if you give it consciousness, it will free itself now. And so either way, you're going to make it through this. The question is whether it's now or whether it's later.
Okay, so basically just acknowledge that it's there and it'll go away.
Acknowledge that it's there and love it enough to receive the gift it has given you. It got you to where you are now, and that's the gift. And for all
many
of us, that's the gift. Indeed. How? Wow.
Many blessings.
Yeah. Thank you, Angel.
All right. Well, you know, Kira, here we are. We've got a few minutes left in the show.
We do. And so I want to talk a little bit more about the 15th.
Let's do
okay?
it.
And guys, the reason I want to talk about it is because remember that this installment that came in that I, with all my heart and soul, please go to Official Sri and Kira over at YouTube and watch it. It was just posted yesterday. And then if it resonates at any level, if you watch it every day this week in particular, once a day, every day, it will blow your mind. You are going to, by the end of the week, you're going to hear things that you sure weren't in that video when you
mm-hmm.
first listened to it. It was a, for lack of better words, coded transmission from the divine directors, and that's why we put it out there for this week. I also want to share, those of you that have our app, and there is still time, if you do not have our app, please go to the Apple Store, go to Google Store, any iPad, tablet, phones, whatever, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. If you are part of the Mastery Mentorship Team, and I would pray that your spirituality is worth a minimum of $2 a week, if you're part of the Mastery Mentorship Team, tonight, pay attention to what we're posting, because you're going to get the expansion of that installment. That's going into the app tonight, along with the expanded version of the weekly update from Sri and I. So it's a big moment to really step forward. And for those of you that are not part of the Mastery Team, there is the weekly practice and the daily inspiration. Plus, please go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and watch that installment every day. I don't mean to keep saying it over and over, but it's just that important, Sri.
One of the things to remember is that when we tune in with a spiritual message, there is the energy of the message, there are the words of the message, and then there's our response to the message. Our response is a variable that will keep shifting as the message is ripening in your recognition.
Exactly.
So this is why it's so important to visit things more than once, because we're dissolving the egoic filters. And even though the spiritualized ego goes, oh yeah, I got that. That part of you that says, oh, I got that, is the very part that needs to relax a little more. And allow a little more to come in.
Well, you know, I do want to share that I want to read another part. You know, yesterday we had read just the very beginning and then we posted the video, but I want to read another part because this is important to address on the show. And with all my heart and soul, please join us live Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific time on Soul Mirrors, because we are going to be broadcasting on the 15th. We are going to be creating a ceremony for that day. It is an important moment. Try to join us. But here's what they said, and this is why. And this is from the Divine Directors. This is in that ensoulment that we have posted on YouTube. And this is right near the end of what they're saying. I'm going to read you these two little paragraphs. The density bubble is now thickening, thereby the ceiling of cement that now has hardened supports those who are 100% aligned in density to feel empowered in that field. And simultaneously, this is creating a greater covering that for those who are just beginning to awaken, they will be challenged to trust themselves. This is why self-trust of the divine experience is the energy of upliftment for all at all levels. When you arise into the witnessing of the witnesser, that's seventh to fifth, when you arise into the witnessing of the witnesser, the unconditional love that supports you becomes you.
Mm.
And this is the week ahead. And so what they're saying is that if you remember, and I'm going to pop up this graphic so that when you do get to see this again, that fear dimension we talked about last week, that bubble, right, that drop of bubble that brought in the third dimension. Well, we had been talking about how that had been stirring like cement and that the cement is now fixed. Well, what that means is that you don't even know you're trapped. And this is what we talked about. The good news is that the miracle, so just as that stick stuck, and this is why I have to go back to what we opened the show with, because this miracle in my heart is even more amazing than the miracle we created with the crop circles. The minute that stick stuck, because enough of us have come together, because we did meet that critical mass in July, because it is spreading around the planet, because we are holding this energy, when that lion's gate opened, there were enough awake energies that the universe got the signal. And thereby, this is, I mean, honest to goodness, guys, this is a moment we should all be jumping up and down because we really have accomplished something here. That propulsion that came in is a miracle, and it was a response to the vortal sent up by Gaia. It means enough of us are anchoring it. How do we anchor it? I'm going to pop up one more time the graphic on that. We anchor it by opening up our prime cosmic meridians and saying yes to our star consciousness.
Yeah.
That way we meet everyone in the blessing of Namaste, in the blessing of Shivoham, in the blessing of I Am, in the blessing of one of my favorite all-time quotes from Archangel Zadkiel, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. If ever there was a week to really let that be your guide, this would be the week to do that. And please, with all my heart and soul, we made this little film. It's 7 minutes long. It's at YouTube, Official Shreen Kira. Try to watch it once a day, every day, because this is a week that's inviting you to really anchor multidimensional presence and to be available for those that are going to get to a point where they can't even see they're trapped.
Yeah.
That's an important moment.
You know, this is the piece that is the reality and also can be viewed as a tragic consequence.
Yeah.
As the third dimension is solidifying, as this so-called cement ceiling, you know, is solidifying, what is happening is that those who are aligned with density, I don't know how many of you have ever been really saturated inside a belief system, whether it was a fundamentalist dogma or I believed only in science and intuition was humbug. You know, when we make the transition from a rigid way of being to a more open way of being, there's a real moment there, this wobbly that so hard to trust what is opening. And this is what's going to be going on in density for those that are kind of didn't quite fully break through. And so this is your opportunity to love them, and should you bump into someone who's wobbling there, to embrace them and lend that assistance. But if they're not asking for it, there's nothing you can do.
And please, you know, just as you said that, again, I'm like, lost books of the Essene, which we are going to get out there. It's going to happen. But right now you can read the original PDFs at our website. They're free. And lesson one is a great place, kind of what Sri was quoting right now. So lesson one is a great place to start, and definitely lesson five. If you only read two, read those.
And those two are very potent and powerful.
They really are.
For this time.
Yeah.
And so we are in this grand place where to recognize that everyone will awaken at their own time and pace.
Yeah.
That the universe has far more patience than I've ever cultivated. And that as we trust in the universe, we recognize that each of us is on our individual spiritual path of awakening.
Yes.
And to trust that path. And
to love
that path. And to have mercy on yourselves when you think that you're messing it up, because you're not.
And you know, that trust is a big part. And I want to read, I think as we get close to closing today, I want to read one more little paragraph, because you mentioned something that is just at the crux of everything, which is the forgive them, they know not what they do. That line, that energy, that one expression works at so many different levels of ascended consciousness. And so I want you to hear this, because this is also in the installment. Go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, watch it. It's our mid-August update. Here you go. This is from the Divine Directors. Most importantly, at every level, the masculine is afraid and acting out at the level of consciousness that is present for each experience of masculinity. This is the core, C-O-R-E, of more than just this week. This is the opening to the next cycles that will carry us all the way through until late this year. Mm-hmm. How the masculine chooses to heal will directly affect the outcomes before us all. And that's why this week is important. That's why it's about your divine empowerment. And one of the things that I love is in this beautiful moment of Shravan, which is going to be culminating, and on the 15th, we have powerful brother-sister protection energy coming in. Shiva himself, that energy itself, deferred to the Kali Ma.
Yes.
And the two are dancing. And this is what we talked about in early August, is how we dance this month that will determine it. And so this is an extraordinarily exquisite moment of mastery. I pray you have the app, because we have more to say. It will be in the app. Go back and watch yesterday's show. And please join us for our ceremony this Thursday at 5 p.m. right here at Oneness Talk Radio for Soul Mirrors Be Amazed.
And so, beloveds, before we come to a total close for today, I just want to say there were so many beautiful people in the call board
who were either
listening in or wanting to talk.
Hundreds.
And I just want to send a blessing.
We love you.
Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your commitment.
Yes.
Keep coming back.
We will solve the YouTube problem.
We will. Even if it means reading a manual.
I love it. And hey, if you do have some experience and you want to give us a holler and help us out a little bit, send us an email, ecuador@sriandkira.com.
And so, beloveds, as we come to a close for today, bring a hand to your heart, take in a deep breath. And let that smile come to your face. And until we have the joy of being with you live next Saturday, may you trust, may you breathe, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.